One of the participants at the three-day conference held by the Pontifical Council for the Family that led up to this weekend celebration was Dr. Timothy O'Donnell, President of Christendom College in the United States and member of the Pontifical Council for the Family. He spoke to Anne Schneibel about his impressions of the event and of tasks to come.
I've been very pleased. I've actually attended a number of these, but I'm always moved at the Catholic nature of the event. There are so many people from Asia, Philippines, Africa, Latin America, Central America, North America, Canada, and Europe, France, Germany, etc. So you really get this full sense of the Catholic identity of the Church. And it's interesting, although there will be different social contexts in which people are trying to live out the reality of marriage and family life, you find pretty much there's the same problems. You know, there may be accidental differences, but the challenges that the family and marriage is experiencing, it's not really unique to a particular culture. It seems to be a worldwide phenomenon.
Now, I understand the Holy Father gave you all a special task. Could you speak about this a little bit and explain what that is?
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Holy Father has called for a synod on the family, for all the bishops of the world to come and discuss marriage and the family. And, of course, there was an earlier synod of bishops on the family, and John Paul issued a wonderful document, Familias Consortio. So it's sort of intriguing. There hasn't been another synod sort of repeating a topic, but the fact that Pope Francis wants this topic visited again, I think, is an indication of the type of cultural change and revolution that we're experiencing concerning marriage and the family. And so since the Pontifical Council for the Family has been dealing with these issues over a number of years, starting with, you know, Cardinal Trujillo, but also Cardinal Antonelli, and now you have Archbishop Paglia, the idea would be that before the bishops actually come together to talk in synod, that we should produce some type of a written document to bring up basic questions, issues, concerns, and challenges that would help, I think, focus the discussion of the bishops when they come here.
Sometimes there is the concern that at a gathering such as this one, the participants will come up with these great reflections, but there doesn't seem to be a clear and concrete plan at implementing them in the real world. It seemed like you had a different perspective on this particular gathering.
A number of things were fairly concrete. We not only were working towards in the different language sections, but we all came together to discuss what should be in this document. What are the concerns? What are the challenges? What are the opportunities that we have as Catholic Christians to bear witness to the sanctity of marriage and the beauty of family life? So actually moving towards a concrete document that would then be presented to the bishops, and then the bishops, of course, with their own reflection, would submit their reflections to the Holy Father, and there would be a new document coming out. Now, hopefully, once that document is issued, theologians will read that, marriage formation, Cana conferences, things like that would actually have something very concrete that I think would continue the development of what was found in Familias Consortio. So that was very concrete. Then the other thing is the Charter Rights of the Family, which the Pontifical Council came up with because the family is being challenged in so many different ways, but recognizing that this really is the fundamental cell of society. It pre-exists the state, and so there are certain rights that people have to be married, to beget children, and to have a family that no state can really infringe upon. So again, it was a very concrete document, and so we spent some time talking about how can we get this document implemented and communicated to different countries, governments, to sort of raise awareness.
Now, Pope Francis addressed the participants in this assembly. What were some of the highlights of this address for you personally?
Oh, well, anytime you're with the Vicar of Christ, it's a beautiful experience. But Pope Francis is so personal, and it's very clear that he has such a deep love and appreciation of marriage and family. So, for example, he'll speak in this sort of colloquy about mama and papa and the children. And the text itself was talking about how the family really is sort of the great engine driving us through history. And so it's not something that's accidental. It's not something that's invented. And he talked about it as being sort of the great sacrament of humanity, that regardless of culture, regardless of faith, marriage is something that we find in all societies, in all cultures. But, of course, the beauty of Jesus Christ is that he raised it, elevated it to a new level of sacrament. But he also had some beautiful sort of off-the-cuff remarks. And it's always lovely to see when he sort of departs from the text and you get this sort of gentle thing about, like, do you play with your children? Parents, do you play with your children? Asking thoughts, do you play with your children? It was just very, very beautiful. But there is this warmth. There is this appreciation. And in many ways, it seems like calling us back to common sense, to common values, to what it means that we really find our identity, who we are as people, in the family. And without the family, if the family's broken or it's not functioning properly, we don't find our identity. And oftentimes there's a lot of, you know, emotional baggage. So it was very beautiful to see that affirmation of the centrality of the family and its role in society.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else you think our listeners at Vatican Radio should know about, or any other reflections that you had that you would like to share with us?
Well, one thing is that the Pontifical Council for the Family has initiated a new website in multiple languages, and anyone can go visit the website here at the Vatican just by going on Pontifical Council for the Family. But there will be news, updates, information, documents, but anything we can do to try to get the Christian message about the beauty of marriage and the beauty of family life. Because so many times the church is portrayed as saying no to this, no to that, but the no always comes after a great yes to something very beautiful. And it's hard to imagine anything that could be more beautiful than a couple truly in love that brings into the world new children and a family.